All right. So Paul was a Pharisee. He knew everything, and now God's sending him to Gentiles, to people who don't even know about God, because he needed somebody that could tell them about Jesus Christ. Now, and then he says, so here I am, preaching and writing about things that are way over my head, the inexhaustible riches and the generosity of Christ. My task is to bring out in the open and make plain what God, who created all of this in the first place, has been doing in secret behind the scenes all along. Through followers of Jesus like yourselves gathered in churches, this extraordinary plan of God is becoming known and talked about even among the angels. All this is proceeding along lines planned all along by God and then executed in Jesus Christ. When we trust in Him, we're free to say whatever needs to be said, bold to go wherever we need to go. So don't let my present trouble on your behalf get you down. Be proud. In other words, the gospel of Jesus Christ, you're free to go wherever God leads you to go to spread the gospel. He says, I'm in jail. Don't let it bother you that I'm in jail, because while he was in jail, he still promoted the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, come on now. So my response is to get down on my knees before the Father, this magnificent Father who parcels out all heaven and earth. I ask him to strengthen you by his Spirit. Not a brute strength, but a glorious inner strength, that Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite him in. And I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in with all the followers of Jesus the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love. Reach out and experience the breadth. Test its length. Plumb the depths. Rise to the heights. Live full lives, full of the fullness of God. God can do anything, you know. Come on now. Far more than you would ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his Spirit deeply and gently within us. Glory to God in the church. Glory to God in the Messiah and Jesus. Glory down all generations. Glory through all millennia. Oh, yes. Can you say amen to that this morning? Amen. I've got something on the inside of me working on the outside. Did you know that? Everything that I need from God starts on the inside and it's working to the outside. So you let the Holy Spirit work inside you this morning with the songs, with the word that's coming forth, and produce in you what needs to be done, because it won't start on the outside. Are you ready for that this morning? Amen. All right, come on, church. I'm ready to have church. Let's go.
I hear the voice of one crying. I hear a voice of one crying. Prepare ye, come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Well, I hear a voice of one crying. I hear the voice of one crying. Prepare ye, come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Oh, we worship your holy name, Jesus.
And you love his streets. Every child out playing by their own front door.
Spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to every creature. There's the cries going forth. You know, you can hear it in people. You see it in their faces. They don't even know what they're looking for, but they're searching and they're searching, and the only thing that can fill that need is Jesus Christ. As we worship the name of Jesus, amen.
Proclaim,
yeah, yeah.
When I wake. Jesus,
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 just that name.
Praising this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you with everything that is within us. 1,000, 10,000 praises, Lord. There's so many things. Come on, church, worship him this morning. Praise and magnify his name. You made it today, church. You were able to get up this morning. You were able to get here and to worship and to magnify his holy name. And remember this morning, worship is not us trying to get something from God. Worship is us thanking him for what he's already done. Amen. As we magnify him today. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh.
Let's To me in strange ways, as we all know. But let me step back here. My son has started mowing our yard, right? And so his dad made a deal with him, and I told him about it. He said, Matthew, when you learn to mow in straight lines, he said, you'll earn you some money. You'll earn you $45 a week. So Matthew was like, yeah, that's a good deal. Which he has mowed the yard in the past, and he did a good job. But lines were a little crooked. It's okay. I didn't care. The yard was mowed, so I didn't care. But, you know, being his dad, he likes straight lines. So anyway, Matthew got up the other morning bright and early. Early. I hadn't even left for work. And he got on the lawnmower, and he was mowing the yard. And, boy, it took him like 45 minutes, and he'd come back, and that yard was just spot on. I mean, it was, them lines were crisp. And so I was like, Matthew, I said, you did a good job. He's like, yeah. He said, I did a good job. So anyway, his dad come home. He's like, son, you did a really good job on that yard. He said, now you can mow the other yard. And he said, you can make $45 a week. He's like, okay. He's like, yeah, Dad. He said, I didn't do anything. He said, I just put my track in your track, and I followed your lines.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa. That was, you know, out of the mouths of babes. And I looked at Ricardo, I said, boy, I said, that'll preach. He said, well, why don't you preach it? And I said, well, I didn't mean it like that. But when I was standing up here, I was like, we make this life so hard. And we try to figure it out on our own. But it simply is putting our tire track in the track that's already there and going right along. And we just have to keep our eye on that. We have to keep our eye on that track, put our tire in it, and go on. No matter what gets on our way, we have to be determined. We're going to go over it, stay in that track, and keep our eyes on the prize.
Hallelujah. That says a whole lot, doesn't it? Not only about our Father God, but it also says something about sons and fathers too, doesn't it? There's a double meaning in that. You know, this is a new song. Maybe a new song to you. We don't have the words of yet, but I want you, if you either stand or sit. But apparently this morning, the theme of all these songs that the Lord has placed in our hearts is talking about the name of Jesus. The power in the name of Jesus. That it's all about Him, church. It's not about us. It's not about a building. It's all about Jesus Christ and Him, the Messiah. Listen to this song and follow along.
Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Son of God and one of us, lover of our souls. Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Eternal King, you reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name. We lift it high for all.
Jesus. Amen. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor asked us to do a song, and in closing in our this part of our worship today, it's a challenge to you. It's a challenge to all of us. It's what's written on the back on that cross back there where it says, dare to believe. Are you daring to believe God this morning, or are you settling for something? You know, there's too many times that things can go and go and go, and finally we think, well, I'm just going to accept this. Don't accept it this morning. I challenge you to believe God. Push yourself forward. Stretch yourself to believe God for what you know He's promised you. And don't accept anything else. Amen? I dare to believe about that. You all? Standing at a mountain that you know you cannot climb. Your enemy's approaching. You hear him coming from behind. There's trouble all around you. There's no place to run away. There's a voice that's deep inside you, yeah. We'll say it's time to stand in faith.
I dare to believe that miracles happen, that mountains still move, and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He is much more than able. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
There are miracles inside you.
It's just a mustard seed of faith. But by the mighty hand of God now, you know the tiny seed was placed. And though the world may try to crush you, it can never keep you down. Cause soon the life of God inside you, yeah, will come a-breaking through the ground. Oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen,
yeah.
That mountains still move, and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He is much more than able,
yeah.
So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
All right, now, come on, are you ready? Let's go. You ready?
No matter what the doubters tell you, no matter what the devil says, no matter what anybody else does, you just keep trusting Jesus. You'll see, and it won't be long, that God is right and the doubters are wrong. Oh, I dare to believe
that miracles happen,
yeah.
That
mountains still move, and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He is much more than able.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid. I dare to believe.
No, don't be afraid.
No, don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
Say yeah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Come on.